Alaikum to his friends. The shir should be as chus for Rabbi Maron Yimarasi Sheyichul and Nishmas, Maras Esther Bas Rab Shmuel, Maras Chanavas Yonah, Masal the Chanavas Meir Zev, Schus Yoshio Biyam and Shilab and Risa Rus, Roshida Ben Peshadina, and Tsuriel Ben Shoshana, and Chanamenachem Ben Miriam. The Gemara says, Chayav Adon Inishlub Sumei Bepurai, Dulei Adam in Arham Lebaruch Mordechai. Person has to get drunk on Purim until he doesn't know how to differentiate between cursed is Haman and blessed is Mordechai. And this the Gra writes, that a person doesn't know how to distinguish between the two nisim, the nes of the falling of Haman and the nes of the geula of Mordechai. And the Mahalach is as follows, says Maron Agon Rosh HaYeshiva Arfut Nizatzal. Greater is the removal of a ring, Gedol HaSaras Tabas Yosir Memchas Nevi'im, meaning that the Gezerah of LaHashmid, LaHarog, LaBeid was more effective than the Tochach of all the Nevi'im. But we need a reason. Why are the Yisurim of the Gezerah called Hasaras Tabas, the removal of the ring? This removal was just a goreim for the Yisurim that came afterwards. And since here we're talking about the Etzem HaYisurim, the Yisurim themselves, so why should we be mamid b'makom HaYisurim, the Hechsher, the goreim for these Yisurim? So Mefurish L'Chachamim say she Yisurim Nikru Bris, that Yisurim were called a covenant. Bris Yisurim. So we have to explain the union of this Bris in very clear words. The content of this Bris is the fusion of two things that are independent. It is known that there are two separate brachos that are made for two separate types of tidings. Shmuas Tovas, Shmuas Ras, for good tidings and for evil tidings. On good tidings we say HaTov V'HaMeitiv, and on evil tidings we say Dayin HaEmes. And that's because we can't say HaTov V'HaMeitiv on Shmuas Ras for evil tidings. So that's all Bepeh. But on Chovas HaLevavos, when it comes to one's heart, you have to be Mekabel B'Simcha. In other words, you can have a person who's Mekabel Yisurim mitoch HaKaras HaLev B'Tovas Shel Yisurim, but a person cannot bring this Hakara, this recognition, to a verbal expression of a bracha explicitly. So that's only today. In today's day and age, you cannot make the bracha for bad tidings of Hatova V'Hameitiv. But on that day, Ba'achris Hayamim, Bayom Hahu, all we're going to have, the Gemara says, is Hatova V'Hameitiv, Bayom Hahu, Yiyah Hashem Echad. So it emerges that a person is Mekabel Yisurim Be'ava Shebelev, and with his mouth, he's Mevarich Dayan Emes. So he fuses at this moment these two Hanhagos of Dayan Emes and Hatova V'Hameitiv. And through that, is created the Bris of Yisurim. A Bris is when two things come together. So that's the Bris of Yisurim. That's the Yichud. That's the Chibur. That's the fusion, the uniting of these two Anhagas, of the Anhaga of what's in one's heart, which is Hatov HaMeitiv, and what's in one's mouth, which is Dayan HaEmes. Even deeper, it is a fusion of today and the future. Today, where there are bad tidings, in the future, where everything is good. However, these Yisurim, in general, are broken up into two categories. There's Yisurim of Tzadik Ralo and Yisurim of Rosh Avitov. The Yisurim of Tzadik, when it's bad, who suffers. And the Yisurim of Rasha, when it's good for him. Sometimes, the seeing the good for the Rishayim has more Yisurim than seeing the Yisuri Tzadikim themselves. Similarly, there are two types of Shmuas Ros in the world. There's Shmuas al Tzadik Ralo and Shmuas al Rosh Avitov Lo. So b'derech klal, these two sugim are two different mahalchim. Each one of them is sholeit b'makom hamiyuchad uv'shah miyuched eslo. Each one has their own separate path, their own separate chalos. However, Amalek is different. The relationship between Amalek and Yisrael is out of the category of this assumption that they're two different mahalchim. Because in this relationship, the Anhag of Tzadik V'Ralo and the Anhag of Rosh V'Tovlo are not two branches that break off, but rather they are interdependent. Haba HaTalia. Because we have here the Chok of Vayitzro Tzitzu. What's Vayitzro Tzitzu? Kishizeh comes, then nofel. When this one gets up, this one falls down. So, Memela, in contrast to the Tznua of Tov L'Rasha, there has to be a tznua of ra letzadik. When it's good for the rasha, it's bad for the tzadik, right? Kishizeh comes, then ofel, vayisrotzu abonim bekirba, like the Gemara says. When this Pasuk says, but the Gemara explains, when this gets up, this goes down. That is when Amalek is up, we're down. When Amalek is down, we're up. So when there's Tov to the Rasha, there's Ra to the Tzaddik. And because of this, the Yisurim that is caused by Amalek have their own special name. All Yisurim are specific Yisurim. But Legabe Yisurim, Me Amalek, which are Be'etzem, Tivam, Klalim, because they're Mitzaref, they combine these two Yisurim to one Yechidah, to one unit. Yisurim of Amalek is when things are going well for them, they're going badly for us. So these two Yisurim of Tzadik Ralo and Rasha V'Tovlo are acting in unison. And that is the Oketz HaBolet B'Loshen Chachamim. That is the emphasis, the accentuation of the Chachamim, who called the Klalis Gzeir of Haman Hasaras Tabas. Because this Hasar is Toivas HaRasha V'Gdulaso Shel Haman. Right, that when Ahasuerus gives Haman the ring, that's the chashivas of Haman, and this Toivas HaRasha is machriach, necessitates the ra of the tzaddik, the suffering of the tzaddik. And since this hachriach is miyucha to the gzeris of Amalek, memela, the name of these yisurim relate to this point of their unique character. This unique character obligates to bring in the Yisurim and Sos and Saras of the Gzeir, from the Gzeira of Haman to the Shem HaKloli of Hasaras Tabas. And so the Yisurim that caused by the Metzias of Amalek in the world become the symbol of the Metzias of Yisurim in general. Therefore, the mechia of this mitzius is the ma'avar, is the transition from the anhaga, where we have a world of both Dayan Emes and Hatova Hametiv, to the anhaga that all we have is Hatova Hametiv. So we have this avtipus, the sharpest yisurim possible, the most difficult yisurim possible, of Amalek. And when Amalek goes away, then there is going to be a world where it's only Hatov HaMetiv, and we don't have these two sides, because Amalek represents these two sides of both of Yisurim, right? The Tzadik V'Ralo and Rasha V'Tovlo. So that's the worst of the Yisurim. They're both Yisurim, but Amalek has both sides of the coin. So when Amalek goes away, what are we going to have? We're just going to have Tov. And therefore Simchas Purim, and that's Hasaras Tabas, which is the Chashivas of Haman, which is also our downfall. So that's why we call it Hasaras Tabas. Not just the Etzem Gzeira, but it's the Chashivas of Amalek. Amalek going up together with us going down. And therefore Simchas Purim, which is the Simcha of the Mechia of Amalek, is Muchuch, that it should be generated Dafka from the recognition that understands very clearly that with respect to Amalek, there is no difference between the Yisurim of Tzadik V'Ralo and the Yisurim of Rasha V'Tovlo. And the lack of difference that we make for Amalek, that is what distinguishing between these two types of Yisurim is what makes Amalek the paradigm of the Metzias of Yisurim in this world. We understand that by Amalek there are both elements of Yisurim. There is the Tzadik V'Ralo element and the Rasha V'Tovlo element. When they're up, we're down. And when they go away, the simcha of their mechia is the simcha of the removal of Yisurim from the world. And from this comes the tfisa that the Yeshua Me'amalek is not a specific Yeshua of a specific tzara, but rather it's a general Yeshua for the mitzias of Yisurim in this world. And the proof of the mitzias of this hakara in a person, of this recognition in a person's heart, is the complete feeling that the two Yeshuas of Gedulas Mordechai and Mapalas Haman are really two that are one. Mamish, just like in the Tzara of Hasaras Tabas, the that is the etzem sarav lahashmid laharugul abed. The elevation of Haman is the lahashmid laharugul abed. Mamash kemokein, in the very same way, in the mahalach of the Yeshua, the mapola of Haman, the downfall of Haman, is the etzem hatova shel gedulas Mordechai. Veheim heim divrei hagura. That's punkt what the Gra is teaching us. Because adlo yoda bein ara Haman lebaruch Mordechai is that a person doesn't know how to be mavdil between the nes of mapolas Haman and the nes of gedulas Mordechai. Why? Because it's dafka, the recognition that of the fusion of these two miracles, that is what shines the understanding and the perception that the Gemar Mechia of Amalek is the passage from the world where there is place for the rule of Dayan HaEmes to a place where there is only Atov V'Hametiv, because that's what. Because with Amalek, Amalek is the spitz of Yisurim, because it's Russia of a Tovlo and Tzadik V'Ralo. When Amalek goes, it all goes, and therefore we don't know how to distinguish between Ara Haman, the downfall of Haman, and the Gedula of Mordechai, because it's really one and the same. That is the futuristic world where there is only good, because once they go down, we automatically go up. So there is no distinction, like the Gra says he's supposed to drink, because it's really the same thing. Them going down and I'm going up, us going up, are really one. And then once you understand that it's one, them going down and us going up, so that means the Shpitz of Yisurim, the highest level of Yisurim, have been erased from the world, and now we are going into a new Hanhaga of only Hatov V'Hametiv. Maran Baal HaChazon Ish, who is Baal Bris HaYisurim, who had this Yisurim, he had this covenant of Yisurim, writes, Ein Eitzev Ba'olam L'mishamakiris Or HaOros Shel HaEmes. He writes in one of his letters, there's no sadness in the world if somebody sees the light of lights of truth. So what he means is that there are two lights. There's one light of Dayan Emes and one light of Atova Ametiv, but together it's Or HaOros, the light of lights of truth. There are two lights, Dayan Emes, there are two truths. And one truth is Dayan Emes, that's one light of truth, and then there's another light of truth, which is the Tova Metiv. And or all Rosh Hashanah Emes is when they come together. And together, that's the secret of Bris HaYisurim. If you recognize the Ichud of this Bris, the uniting of this Bris, there's no Eitzev. Right? If you can see from the Yisurim that you're saying Dayan Emes, but you're feeling the Tova Metiv in your heart, there is no Eitzev, there's no sadness. Because you realize that it's all good and it's all to bring to a place of ultimate Hatova Ametiv. So Maran Rosh HaYeshiva concludes, this was said at the Purim Suda, he said in Yiddish, but in Hebrew, Bivadai Shemen HaShichrus Shel Hayom Nispakech, definitely from the drunkenness of today, we will become sober. Aval Roshma Shel Shichrus Zo Yishar, but the impression of this drunkenness will remain. And the Roshem is, Ein Eitzev Ba'olam, there is no sadness in the world. The Hadvarim Nisgavim B'Siyata D'Shemaya. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.